Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about removing drops of wine from our cup of wine during the Leil HaSeder. It's actually the second cup when we get to a certain part of the Seder. So we're going to talk about why do we remove wine, why with our hand, why with our finger, which finger should it be, and the like. So the Maharil says as follows, Noagim lizrok me'at nina kos be'etzbao. The minhag is to remove, literally to throw, but to remove a little bit, drop by drop with our finger when we get to dam va'esh v'timrot ashan. That's three. One drop for each of those, and an additional 10 drops when we get to each of the makos, dam, tzaradea, kinim. So if we have three for dam, esh, v'timrot, ashan, and we have another 10 for each of the makos, that's a total of 13. And we do it yet again when we get to detach, adash, ve'achav. So that's 13 plus 3 is a total of 16. 16 is yud vav pe'amim, that's Yud is 10 and Vav is 6 for a total of 16 times. So what's going on here? So the Darkei Moshe says as follows that this represents, this 16 drops of wine represents the sword, the cherev of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that is called Yuhach. Yu is Yud Vav, that's our 16, and Hach afterwards. So Yuhach, we're representing that sword of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and what is that really? That's the Malach, that is the angel that is responsible for taking revenge. So we are removing 16 drops of wine out of our cups, representing the Yuhach, that is the revenge that a Kodesh Baruch Hu took on our enemies. Now, the reason why it's with a finger. Why do we do it with a finger? So the Darkei Moshe says that represents Etzba Elohim. He, this is the Etzba, this is the finger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that took retribution, took revenge, punished the Egyptians. And then the question is, so if we're using the finger representing, it's a remez to Etzba Elohim, he, which finger should be used? So Etzba, if it says Etzba in the Pasuk, Etzba Elohim, he, the default is when it just say, it says Etzba and it doesn't explain what that is, which finger it is, the default is it's the index finger, also called the pointer finger. That's the one right next to the thumb. So that would be the default, and that is minhag number one, is removing the wine from the cup of wine with the index finger. That's minhag number one. Minhag number two is brought by the Magen Avraham. He says there is a medrash in the Yalkut Parshas Ve'era that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to take retribution against the Egyptians, he used his pinky. And accordingly, That's not actual. That's just metaphorical. But use the pinky. So too, we remove the wine from the cup of wine with our pinkies. That is minhag number two. So minhag number one is using the index finger, and minhag number two is using the pinky. Then we have a third minhag that's not using the fingers at all. In fact, Arizal says, Lizrak ayedei kos be'atzmon, you should shake it out with the cup itself, not with any finger. What does that mean, shake it out with the cup itself? That you actually tilt the cup. That's what it sounds like. You tilt the cup a tiny little bit to spill out a little bit, a tiny bit of wine, then you would do that 16 times. So there we have it. Why the finger? That's Belokimi. We have two minhagim when it comes to the finger, either the pointer finger, that's the index finger, or the pinky, but we also have a third minhag that is not to use the finger at all, but just to use the cup to pour it out a little bit. That's brought in the name of the Arizal. It's also brought down by the Shulchan Aruch Harav and in the Maaser Rav of the Gra as well. And we'll just complete with one additional minhag. The Kaf HaChaim says that there are those who are noheg that instead of using your main cup that you're using for the second cup and you take the drops out of there and thereafter you refill it, there are those who are noheg to take a second cup, meaning they fill up their main cup, that fill it up at Manishtana time, and that's what they have. But in order to take the drops out of a cup, they have a second cup to take drops out of. They take 1, 2, 3 out of that second cup, so you can have a full cup to say the agaron, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, over one cup without removing any drops from that cup. So they would have two cups. That's not the minhag of most people. The minhag of most people is they have one cup, then they take the drops out of there, the 16 drops, and then refill it thereafterward. Have a wonderful day.